The Torah nikneis ba'arba'im u'shmona dvarim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Robin Tassler from Paramus, New Jersey, and today we'll be learning how Torah can be acquired through making a fence around one's words. Osa sieg ledvarav can be translated in two ways. The more literal way would be making a fence around one's words, and another way is making a fence around one's dvarim, which could be understood as creating boundaries for oneself. Today I'd like to focus on the more literal translation and explore how the power of silence can help us acquire Torah. The Midrash in Shmos Rabbah teaches that during Matan Torah, the entire world was silent. Amar Rabbi Abahu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Abahu said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Keshenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esa Torah, when the Holy One, Blessed Be He, gave the Torah, Sipor lo savach, of lo parach, shor lo ga'a, ofnaim lo afu. No bird chirped, no fowl flew, no bull lowed, and the angels did not fly. Srafim lo amru kadosh kadosh, hayam lo nizdazaya, habrios lo dibru. The heavenly Srafim did not say their litany of holy, holy, the sea did not roll, none of the creation spoke. Ela ha'olam shosek u'macharish, v'yata hakol anochi Hashem Elokecha. Rather, the world was silent, and the voice went out, I am the Lord your God. In order to receive the holy Torah, Hashem desired complete silence in the world. No distractions, just the opportunity to experience Hashem and contemplate his instruction manual that he was about to give us. The silence was a silence both to create an atmosphere of holiness, but also to prove a point. Sometimes by being silent, we are able to communicate most clearly. I'll revisit this point later on. Although the dictionary defines silence as the absence of noise, it seems to be that the Torah defines silence as being the key to a positive and healthy relationship with Hashem and oneself. In order to truly acquire Torah, one needs the ability to sit and think about the content of one's learning, as well as think about one's relationship with Hashem. When we associate silence with thought, we can understand why there is a discussion in halacha about whether one fulfills the mitzvah of Torah study only through speech, or if one is able to fulfill it through just thinking about the words of Torah. There are opinions for both sides of the argument. The Ritva holds that Torah study is not predicated on speech, while the Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds, based on a Gemara and Brachos, that one must say his learning out loud in order for it to count. The resolution is that it's probably better to alternate between speech and thought in order to cover all opinions. One needs to be able to think about the words of Torah one is learning, then speak about it, perhaps through teaching or just talking it through, and then return to thinking about it. When you combine speech of Torah together with thoughts of Torah, that is when you can truly acquire depth within your Torah learning. I'd like to revisit the point about how sometimes by being silent, we are able to communicate most clearly. The Mefarshim on this Mishnah and Pirkei Avos also speak about the power that one's words hold. Someone who truly loves Torah and wants to acquire it is careful with their words, ensuring that whatever they say is exact and leaves no room for misinterpretation. Midrash Shmuel, who reads the words of the Mishnah literally, explains that in order to acquire Torah, it is important to guard one's tongue and keep one's words to a minimum. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, not everything one thinks should be said. Not everything one says should be written. Not everything one writes should be printed, and not everything printed should be read. There is a power in creating a boundary to one's speech. Aside from silence giving us an opportunity to think and strengthen our relationship with Hashem, using silence as a tool also humbles us and allows us to make statements only when they are truly necessary. The words of the Mishnah, Oseh Siag L'Dvarev, are charging us with the responsibility towards our behavior that is required for the acquisition of Torah. Thank you for learning together.